Hello, and thanks for stopping by my poster. My name is Steph. I am a PhD student in Rajiv McCoy's lab at Johns Hopkins, and I'll be telling you about the work we've been doing on the role of structural variation in human local adaptation. So humans, like all other species that have migrated into diverse environments, have developed genetic adaptations to these environments. And one famous example of this that you might have heard of is the adaptation of some European and African populations to dairy consumption, where there was selection on variants in a region that encodes the lactase enzyme, which allows people to metabolize lactose. And so a lot of the research on this phenomenon of local adaptation in humans has focused on single nucleotide variants, or SNPs, and this is because these are the variants that it's easiest to detect with short-read sequencing. But this focus on SNPs means that we're missing other classes of larger and more complex variants, which are collectively called structural variants, or SVs. And these are large deletions, insertions, deletions, and inversions that are very difficult to detect with short-read sequencing due to their size, but they may constitute prominent but hidden targets of positive selection. And it's only recently, with the application of long-read sequencing to some human samples, that we've been able to develop a comprehensive and high-quality catalog of SVs in humans. So it would be really interesting to study positive selection and adaptation with SVs in diverse human populations. But unfortunately, long-read sequencing has not really been applied on a population-wide scale yet. But we do have short-read sequencing databases of thousands of individuals from diverse populations. So we set out to combine the SV detection sensitivity of long reads with the quantity and availability of short-read sequencing data. And the way that we did this was through a method called variant graph genotyping. And so this is what I'm depicting with the schematic on the bottom left panel. So with graph genotyping, instead of aligning short reads to a linear reference genome and then inferring the presence of structural variants based on how these reads align, you can create a graph representation of the reference genome that incorporates known variants, including SVs or SNPs, as alternate paths in the graph. And then you then align the short reads from your sample to the graph along the path of best fit, and this lets you determine accurate genotypes for your sample at each of these variants. So using a database of SVs that were discovered from long-read sequencing of 15 diverse human samples, we applied this genotyping method to three populations from the Thousand Genomes Project using a genotyping software called Paragraph. And I'm currently working on extending this approach of genotyping to all of the populations in Thousand Genomes. And so although this method is limiting me to only genotyping SVs that have been previously discovered from long-read sequencing, any variants that are involved in local adaptation should be locally common by definition, and so they're more likely to be present in my SV database, even though they were discovered from a small number of samples. And so, after genotyping these SVs in these three populations using Paragraph, we then did two quality control steps to filter out variants that were misgenotyped. And the first step is that we required all SVs to be genotyped in at least 98% of samples. And the second step is that we also removed SVs with excess heterozygote calls based on the deviation from Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium. And so after these filtering steps, we were left with around 90,000 genotyped SVs total. And we then looked at the distribution of linkage disequilibrium between these SVs and SNPs that had been called in these 1,000 genome samples. And so this is what is in the top middle panel. So here I'm showing a histogram where on the x-axis is an SV's maximum LD with any SNP, and on the y-axis, the number of SVs with that max R-squared value. And this plot is really interesting because, as you can see, there are a lot of SVs with low R-squared values, indicating that they are not strongly linked to any SNP. And that suggests that these SVs may have been missed entirely in previous studies of selection and adaptation that were only looking at SNP data. And so the next thing we did, which is on the panel right below in the middle, is that we used the population branch statistic, or PBS, to identify SVs with extreme differences in allele frequency between populations. And this is one indication of positive selection. And we identified 330 SVs with outlier PBS scores of greater than 0.5. And these are the SVs on the plot that are colored. And so in this plot in the middle panel, I'm showing an SV's PBS score on the y-axis and the SV's length on the x-axis. And the dots that are colored are for SVs with PBS greater than 0.5, and they are colored by their maximum LD with a SNP. And so based on this coloring, you can see that among the SVs with high PBS scores, there are many that are unlinked to SNPs, which are in this purple color over here. And the top outlier in this plot is a deletion in this gene SLC35F3, and it's a positive control SV that was previously identified from short reads in 1,000 genomes, and here it is showing that our genotyping is basically working as we expect it to. And so I'm going to highlight one particular example SV in the upper right panel, which is a 447 base pair deletion in a gene called PCDH15, which codes for a cadherin protein that's important for retinal and cochlear function. And at the top of this panel, I'm showing the FST-based branch lengths of this SV in the three populations that it was genotyped in, and along with its allele frequencies in each of these populations. And you can see that visually, it has exceptionally high allele frequency in CHB, which is a Han Chinese population. And this difference is especially apparent if you compare this SV's tree to the genome-wide average branch length tree on the right. And it suggests that this particular deletion may have undergone positive selection at some point in this Chinese population's history. And then below these trees are the aligned reads from a CHB sample that is homozygous for the SV so that you can visually see what this deletion looks like. And this is just one example of one interesting SV, but as you can see from the PBS plot that I was showing in the previous panel, there are many other potentially interesting outliers, and we are excited to be looking at these further and to also start establishing thresholds for significance based on neutral demographic simulations. And so in conclusion, we have applied variant graph genotyping to genotype structural variants on a population-wide scale, and we're also in the process of extending this genotyping to all of the populations in 1,000 genomes. And even in just the three populations that we have now, we've been able to identify SVs that show signatures of positive selection. And finally, many of the SVs genotyped were not strongly linked to known SNPs, which suggests that there are SVs that may constitute previously unknown adaptive loci. So I want to thank my lab and my collaborators for their work and feedback on this project. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts, feel free to email me. My email is in the bottom right corner of that poster title. And thank you for stopping by.